Arts Commission approves plan for Trump's triumphal arch. A federal panel has approved the initial design for a large triumphal arch proposed by President Donald Trump near Washington, D.C., advancing the project to its next stage. The U.S. Commission of Fine Arts voted unanimously on April 16 to move the proposal forward. The commissioners, each appointed by Trump, will review a revised version of the design before making a final decision at a later meeting. The president recently promoted the project on social media, describing it as the greatest and most beautiful triumphal arch in the world and a lasting landmark for the Washington area. Plans call for a 250-foot structure topped by a torch-bearing figure resembling Lady Liberty. The design also includes two eagles near the top and four lions at the base, all finished in gold. The phrases "One Nation Under God" and "Liberty and Justice for All" would be inscribed prominently on the monument. The arch is proposed for a man-made island overseen by the National Park Service, located on the Virginia side of the Potomac River near Memorial Bridge, which connects to the Lincoln Memorial. At 250 feet, the structure would be significantly taller than the Lincoln Memorial, which is 99 feet tall, and roughly half the height of the Washington Monument. Visually, the arch closely echoes Paris's Arc de Triomphe, the iconic monument at the end of the Champs-Élysées that commemorates those who fought for France during the French Revolution and the Napoleonic Wars. The Arc de Triomphe is about 164 feet tall. According to White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, the height is intended to commemorate the nation's 250th anniversary. She described the project as an architectural masterpiece meant to celebrate American history and foster patriotism across political lines. Great nations build beautiful structures that cultivate national pride and love of country. And this triumphal arch should be a project that all Americans, all political persuasions, can support, she said. Meanwhile, the proposal has sparked legal challenges. A group of veterans and a historian, represented by public interest law firm Public Citizen Litigation Group, have filed a federal lawsuit seeking to block construction, arguing that the arch would interfere with the historic sightline between the Lincoln Memorial and Arlington House, among other concerns. Trump first announced the arch in October 2025. The proposed arch would create a more permanent landmark in a city already defined by its monuments. It also builds on his agenda to revitalize and beautify Washington by replacing what he described as tired grass, damaged signage, and worn street medians. The Associated Press contributed to this report.